Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
There we go. A little cool in the gang on a Victory Friday for you. Welcome to the Kenny and JT Show live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. No JT today. Turn that up, Brian. Turn that up. Let's get everybody in a good mood today. Yeah, good times last night at the stadium. A lot of laughter. No tears. Like after that Jets game. Brownie's got it done last night. JT's in Columbus, so I'm flying solo today from 3 to 5. And we're going to celebrate a Victory Friday for the Cleveland Browns, 29, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 17. We told you, if you listened to the Kenny and JT Show yesterday, I had them winning by 2 touchdowns. Well, they missed another extra point. Damn special. Fire. Nice job, you effing kicker. Fire the special teams coach, in my opinion, Mike Prefer. See you later. Get rid of them during this 10-game or 10-day break. Leave the song up, Brian. I want to sell it. I want everybody to feel good with Cool in the Gang celebrating on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Blue skies as I'm looking out over Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Browns win last night. They're in first place. Yeah, some guys got hurt. Hopefully nothing serious, but they won a division game last night. They're 2-1. They're in first place regardless of what happens with the other teams, right? Jacoby Brissett looked pretty good last night, to be perfectly honest with you, and I'm not a Brissett guy. Nick Chubb, best player on the team. Unquestionable. The best player on the team. I'll take him over any running back in the NFL. 113 yards and a touchdown last night. In Pittsburgh, I was talking with my sister, who still lives back that way, read some articles and all that. They're talking about how the Browns took the Steelers' manhood away. Beat them up in the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line, running the ball down their throats. 171 yards rushing. Jacoby Brissett, quarterback sneaks, running over guys. Threw a couple of touchdown passes. David Njoku, celebrate that today. They paid him $56 million this offseason. 10 targets, 9 catches, 89 yards and a touchdown. That's reason to celebrate. How about this stat? Give me more. I need more volume, Brian. Yeah. I'm losing you there. There we go. Last night, Amari Cooper, 101 yards receiving, and a touchdown. Back-to-back 100-yard games for Amari Cooper in a Browns uniform. You know the last time that happened for a Cleveland Browns wide receiver? You got to go all the way back. Almost, what, let's see, it's 22. So let's count 22, right? 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 10 years. You got to go back 10 years the last time a Browns wide receiver had back-to-back 100-yard receiving games, and it was Josh Gordon. Amari Cooper, in his first three games, has two 100-yard receiving games. OBJ didn't do that. Jarvis Landry didn't do that, right? None of those other guys did that. Amari Cooper, yeah, he dropped one on fourth down. Yeah, he ran out of bounds, took about 5 steps, came back in, caught the ball. He made a couple of mistakes, but hey, 101 yards and another score. Brissett looked good, and how about the defense yesterday? Woo! We're celebrating them not blowing a fourth quarter lead this time. Yeah, it got a little hairy there. Steelers got within 6 and had that onside kick. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, he looked like Franmil Reyes when he was with the Guardians, swinging and missing. He whiffed on that thing. Luckily, it went out of bounds. Anthony Schwartz knocks it out of bounds. And the Browns survive. They get the win. Add a late scoop and score touchdown from Denzel Ward. All in all, a good day for the Cleveland Browns. Just an absolutely fabulous day for the Cleveland Browns. Now they get 10 days off to heal, 10 days off to get better, hopefully 10 days off to find a new special teams coordinator. Blocked punt, missed extra point, almost lost the onside kick again. I fired Prefer this morning. He should have been fired this morning. But that's all right. Good news. So you got the first place Cleveland Browns, right, in the AFC North after 3 weeks. And, Brian, give it to me, you got the first place Cleveland Guardians, baby. That's right. How about the job they did last night? They go into Chicago. Chicago needs to win all three to make a run at the AL Central, right? We said, hey, Guardians, win at least one so you get the tiebreaker in your favor, in case there's a tie with the identical records. I said, screw winning just one. They went out and swept the Sox. Shane Bieber on the bump last night. 7 2/3. Earned run average under 290 now. Gets the win. Manufacture runs. How about this? Cleveland Guardians now 7 games up on the second place White Sox. 10 games up on the Twins in a matter of 8 games. Against the Twins and the White Sox, the Guardians went 7-1 and said, see ya. Have a nice off season, guys. Make your tee times. Plan those vacations to Hawaii or wherever you're going, because we're going to the playoffs. Magic number now down to 5 for the Cleveland Guardians. 5. They're off to Texas. 3 games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon before returning home on Monday to begin a 9-game homestand to close out the regular season. They've got 3 with Tampa and then 6 with the Royals. Yeah, they could have it clinched by the end of the weekend, right? Any combination of a Guardians win, a White Sox loss, you deduct 1 for each of those happenings. Magic number's 5. We're hoping that they clinch on Tuesday. Why? Because the Kenny and JT show going to be there broadcasting live Tuesday again from Progressive Field. So it is a victory Monday for the Cleveland Browns. It's a victory Monday for the Cleveland Guardians. And let's relive a little of what both of the teams did yesterday as our outstanding producer Brian Novak has put together a nice highlight package. We'll start with the Brownies on national TV, their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big divisional game, a needed win, bouncing back from that embarrassing loss to the Jets. Here's how some of it sounded with Jim Donovan.
Gives it Chubb, sweeping near side to the right. A cutback 40. He's in open field 35. A cut left. He's to the 25. He's to the 20. He's to the 15. And he tripped inside the 15 and stumbles down to the 12-yard line. What a run. Percent back to pass. Looks, throws, middle. Cooper caught it. Touchdown. Worked against the safety, Terrell Edmonds, and he gets in there for the score. Percent to Cooper for the second game in a row. Percent takes the snap. Back, looking, firing, up in the air. Caught. Touchdown, David Njoku. And the Browns are back on top. Chubb will be the tailback. Froholt the fullback. They turn. They give it to Chubb. He vaults. He spins. He lands. Touchdown. As the Browns go down the field and open up an 8-point lead, they've been at 22-14. Trubisky a yard deep into his own end zone. Takes the snap. From out of the end zone, he throws it. It is caught. They're going to lateral it back. Claypool's got it. He laterals it back. Juggled there. They're at the 5. They're going to lateral it back again. It's going to be recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Recovered by Denzel Ward. And the Browns are winners. They just beat the Steelers. These two teams, when they meet, they never let you down.
How about that? Brownies getting it done. It wasn't the most beautiful thing, right? But hey, get used to it. I sent a tweet out yesterday. The Cleveland sports teams bucking the trends in their respective leagues. NBA is what? A 3-point shooting league. Cavs playing big ball, right? Major League Baseball. What is it all about? Hitting the home run, the long ball. Instead, the Guardians, they're playing small ball and winning. And the Cleveland Browns in a pass-happy league, they're running the ball. And all three teams are winning. How about that? Getting it done in a different way, but all that matters is the W at the end of the day, and they got it 29-17, the final. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons a week from this Sunday in Atlanta. So that's how the Browns got it done last night. Let's hear how the Guardians got it done on the South Side in the Windy City. Hi!
We are all Cleveland Guardians.
Left-handed hitting Jimenez shows bunt, lays one down third baseline. It's a great bunt, and it'll be an RBI single. And Cleveland is right back at it, and the White Sox have to be sitting here going, are you kidding me?
There's a swing and a line drive, right center, headed to the gap. It splits the gap, rolls to the wall. Straws flying to third, being waved around. He will score. On his way to third is Kwan. He's in safely with an RBI triple. The red-hot Stephen Kwan strikes again.
Abreu bounces one to short. Gobbled up by Rosario. Throws to first, and Shane Bieber is cruising. That's a 10-pitch sixth inning. Swung on, banged up the middle. Diving backhanded grab by Jimenez. Gets up from behind second and throws out Andrews. And Andrés Jimenez with another Gold Glove caliber play, robbing Andrews of a base hit to center field. A swing and a chopper to third. Ramirez gloves, sets, throws, ball game. And the sweep is complete. And the Guardians reduce their magic number to 5. And while it's not over, it's all but over.
That is correct, Tom Hamilton. Well said. Guardians get the win. Browns get the win. A fabulous Thursday night leading to a victory Friday here on WHBC. Kenny Rota flying solo. JT already into Columbus, right? He's got his tailgate party tonight at Urban Meyer's place. Then he's got the Lane Avenue tailgate party. I'm going down tomorrow. My girlfriend and I are going to see the Buckeyes and the Badgers, so we're going to stop and see JT down there tomorrow, so it should be a lot of fun. That'll be the trifecta, the hat trick, right? Buckeyes, take care of the Badgers at home. Make it a great weekend for your Northeast Ohio professional sports teams. And on top of all that, I'm looking out at an empty Tom Benson Hall of Fame stadium right now because, well, it's too early for both teams to be here as McKinley is hosting Hoover. It's our Pro Football Hall of Fame game of the week. Dan Belford, good. Denny Kincaid, Mark Miller, yours truly, will call the action. Federal League matchup between the Bulldogs of McKinley, who won their first game of the season last week, crushing Green on the road 51-19. And that was a big win, just like the Browns, in division play, in league play. And, of course, Hoover, the defending Federal League champs, they're 6-0 from a year ago in the Federal League. They won it outright. They're off to a great start, 4-1. So this should be a great game for you tonight. We've got the AltCare Stadium Show with Rick Worstell coming your way at 5 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock, we've got the kickoff for you tonight. And, of course, Brian Novak back at the beautiful palatial studios of News Talk 1480 WHBC will be manning the sports desk and updating you on all the scores throughout our game and on the Hammersmith postgame show. And then tomorrow morning, make sure you get up bright and early with Billy Beebe and yours truly so you can watch the Saturday morning huddle live on the WHBC Facebook page and the WHBC YouTube channel. It's been a blast through the first 5 weeks. A lot of coaches, a lot of players, live interviews you can watch. It's not a radio show. It's a video show. It's a streaming show. That's the terminology the Utes use today. It's a streaming show. Watch it live on your laptop, on your phone, wherever you're at. Just find us at WHBC's Facebook page or subscribe and watch on the YouTube, as they call it, and the WHBC YouTube channel. We try and get as many coaches and players on from teams that had big wins the night before. So Billy Beebe and yours truly will be joined also by Dr. A.J. Seth from Spectrum Orthopedics. And we get some great insight from Doc on hydration and how to stay energized with your meals and everything along those lines. And we're going to get into some rehab stuff as we're halfway through the season with Dr. A.J. Seth tomorrow. So make sure you check that out bright and early Saturday morning. Watch it at 10 a.m. But, hey, if that's too early for you to get up on a Saturday, I get it. You went out. You tied one on a Friday night. That's fine. Guess what? You can go to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel. And, yeah, they're live, but they're also saved there, so you can go back and watch it anytime you want. Who do we have as far as guests today on the show? We're going to talk Browns with our good buddy, Scott Petrak from BrownZone.com, Browns beat reporter. He was at the game last night. We'll pick his brain about that win and look ahead to Atlanta. And our guy, former Browns quarterback, former Bowling Green Falcons quarterback, former Canton South quarterback, and our high school football analyst, Mark Miller, going to join us at 4:30 to talk about the first 5 weeks of the high school football season and preview this big game here tonight between Hoover and McKinley. And then at 5 o'clock, Rick Worstell joins me in the press box here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And if you didn't get to hear earlier in the week from the two head coaches tonight, Brian Baum and Antonio Hall, you'll be able to do that during the AltCare Stadium show as you get to see what they think about their seasons to this point and the matchup here tonight. So a lot to get to, a lot to talk about. We'll get our first break in. We'll come back. We'll mix in your phone calls, 330-450-1480. Open phone lines right now all the way through until 4 o'clock. You feeling good on a Victory Friday? Did you watch the game last night? Did you listen to Jimmy Donovan? Give me your thoughts on the Browns' big win over the Steelers last night, or if you want to talk Guardians, I'm down for that as well. It's the Kenny and JT Show on WHBC.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.